KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies, and we have 37 degrees in Atlantic after a low of 34. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a chance for isolated showers this afternoon, a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In area news, officials with Iowa Western Community College's Center in Atlantic Wednesday morning unveiled plans for expansion within the current facility. Cass County Center Director Ann Pross said the construction will begin July the 1st on a 4,000-square-foot renovation for a student activity center.
It will serve as a point of connection for our students, a place for them to have resources, and a comfortable place for the students to meet, to collaborate, to attend a variety of club or other activities. And the facilities will have conference rooms, quiet study areas, a student center with a fireplace, a beverage bar, computer stations. Of course, all of it has Wi-Fi access, as well as a new classroom.
In addition, the Design Technology Program has seen such phenomenal success that a Design Technology Innovation Center will be constructed within the confines of the current facility. Iowa Western Design Tech Program Chair Joe Vanstrom says he's excited by the changes coming soon.
We're going to be changing our classroom into a product innovation center. We're going to be changing Design Technology's old 105 classroom into the new Design Technology Integrated Classroom. We're going to be changing out our old construction technology lab into a brand new mechanical fabrication lab, and we're going to be gaining an electronics fabrication lab as well as a 3D printing center.
A Project Innovation Center room within the DTIC will allow industrial representatives to collaborate with students on ideas and allow students a place to relax. That portion equates to 610 feet of space. It will also allow easy access to the Design Technology classroom. Vanstrom says the 500-square-foot fabrication lab will enable students to look beyond just creating products on a 3D printer.
Yes, 3D printer is awesome. But guess what? It's old news. Our students have been able to take the 3D printer technology and maximize it. But guess what? People don't make stuff on 3D printers for mass consumption. Our students are not going to be working at places that just make stuff on 3D printers. They're going to have the skill sets to go into any manufacturing facility and still be proficient. So what they're going to be doing is working on CNC workstations being trained on how to operate advanced manufacturing equipment.
And the electrical fabrication lab will be 390 square feet, a place where students can design almost anything.
If they want to go ahead and build a robot, they can do it. If they want to go ahead and integrate circuits into their designs, they can do it. If they want to go ahead and build a competition robot for a national organization, we can finally do that. We're going to have space for multiple students to develop their complex electrical components, and more advanced industrial projects can be prototyped and tested.
Vanstrom says the 3D design printing center will take up about 225 square feet of space, feature two more 3D printers, and be entirely student-run.
I'm going to have our design technology students man this 3D printing center, and they're going to be the ones helping all Iowa Western students who now have access to 3D printing capabilities. Any student that has a Iowa Western student ID card will come in at a discounted price, will be able to print off components for themselves. Break your phone case? Print out a new one. Need a new flash drive? Print out a new one. You break your clip on your backpack? Print out a new one. Iowa Western is one of the only community colleges that's going to offer these kinds of services to the general student body.
A committee comprised of Atlantic businessmen Jim Tyler, Scott Detter, Larry Turner, Dwayne Ocker, and Nick Hunt is in the process of soliciting funds for the future of the Design Technology Program. Money raised will be matched dollar for dollar by the college itself, with the goal of being $600,000 altogether. News time is 7:10.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter-inch to one-inch six-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa, prosecutors say numerous abuse complaints have now been made against a former Western Iowa doctor charged with molesting a 10-year-old girl in 1999. Shelby County authorities told the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil that other people say they were victims of 81-year-old Wing Tai Fung, who's now from Ontario, Canada. Fung was arrested late last month at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. A warrant for his arrest had been issued in November. A criminal complaint says Fung molested a girl in January of 1999 while treating her for a knee sprain at Mercy Medical Center in Harlan. Fung has been charged with felony second-degree sexual abuse. He had an initial court appearance in Cook County, Illinois, where he waived his extradition so the case could be tried in Shelby County. Sheriff's officials in Cass County yesterday said they responded to a call about a body in a vehicle southeast of Cumberland at around 2:17 p.m. Tuesday and discovered a Central Iowa man dead at the scene. The vehicle was found parked on Highway 92 about a quarter mile west of 710th Street. Upon arrival, the body of 46-year-old Gregory Lloyd Blunt of Johnston was discovered in the vehicle. Authorities say Blunt died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. According to online records, Blunt was the senior manager for Mercy Medical Care's Core Laboratory. The incident remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Cumberland Fire Department, Messina Fire Department, and Atlantic Medevac. And a single vehicle accident Tuesday evening in Mills County claimed the life of a man from Minnesota. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday 74-year-old Lawrence DeShane of Blaine, Minnesota, was not wearing his seatbelt when the semi he was driving entered the median before rolling several times. The accident happened at around 6 p.m. on Interstate 29 northbound, just north of the exit to Plattsmouth, Nebraska. KJAN News, time is 7:13.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to one inch six wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
In our funeral announcements, Bertha Johnson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died May the 9th. Funeral services for Bertha Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Daryl Laverne Pedersen, age 98, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Daryl Pedersen will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Marlene Shaben Klingenborg, age 76, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Marlene Klingenborg will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Ralph Doonan, age 84, who's formerly of the Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died May the 5th. Services for Ralph Doonan will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Janet Polkinghorn, age 76, of Marnie, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Janet Polkinghorn will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. News was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.